Welcome to this, a podcast on digitaldara.com. I am looking at Android, and I'm looking at the S3, and I'm looking at accessibility with TalkBack. And a few times I'll be looking at comparisons between TalkBack and VoiceOver and iOS and Android. And of course, you know that the iPhone runs iOS, and the screen reader on iOS is VoiceOver. This is not going to be a bitching session. This is not going to be a strict comparison between the iPhone and Android. However, I am going to use the iPhone and iOS as a kind of like a test subject or a standard to base some comparisons off. Because, like it or not, a lot of us are now comfortable and aware of the iOS platform and environment. So it'll make things a little bit easier and a little bit more straightforward, certainly for me to explain, and hopefully for you to pick up what I'm talking about. Let me show you something that I think you might find kind of entertaining. Before I start waffling on, I'm going to play you a YouTube video. And this is an advertisement for the Samsung Galaxy S3. And it is set in a situation where people are queuing up to buy the iPhone 5, and these people are explaining how cool the iPhone 5 is and why it's so ahead of its time. And people who have the Samsung Galaxy S3 are going, well, no, it's not really ahead of its time, because the Samsung does all of that. It has the big screen, it has 4G, it has everything. Don't take it too seriously. Don't take me too seriously. We see how this goes.
Hey, they're saying that this phone's going to be like a precious jewel.
Ooh, I love that.
The headphone jack is going to be on the bottom.
I heard the connector is all digital.
What?
What does that even mean?
Who knows? I'm psyched.
All I'm saying is that they should have a priority line for people who've waited 5 times.
I heard you have to have an adapter to use the dock on the new one.
Yeah, but they make the coolest adapters.
Welcome back.
Guess that Galaxy S3 didn't work out.
No, I love the GS3. It's extremely awesome. I'm just saving a spot in line for someone.
That's not cool.
Yeah, man.
This year, we're finally getting everything that we didn't get last year.
Yeah.
The big screen.
True 4G.
Yep.
What is that?
Hey, what'd you just do?
Oh, I just sent them a playlist.
By touching phones?
Yep. Simple as that.
It's the Galaxy S3.
Hey!
Hey, Mom, Dad.
Oh, thanks for holding our spot.
Hey, man.
Oh, hey.
How's it going?
Saved you a spot.
I moved on.
But you're not going to miss all this?
I got the Samsung GS3 now.
Is that a Samsung?
That's a new Samsung. It is. It's pretty cool.
But I kind of like it.
This one's 4G.
Yeah, we've had that for a while.
This one's got a big screen.
This one has a bigger one. And we can share videos instantly. You can watch a video while you're sending an email.
Well, we're going to get that for sure. Maybe not this time, but the next time, right?
The next big thing is already here, the Samsung Galaxy S3.
Let's get straight into this. I'll try not to sound so bored throughout the entire thing. It's not my intention, I swear. So as I was saying, Android is good. I want to make a few comparisons. I won't base this entirely on comparisons between iOS and Android. But because, let's face it, a lot of my listeners today will be, well, not say today, but like you might be listening to this a year from now, so you know what I mean. A lot of my listeners will be coming from an Android or even a Symbian background, or hey, even a Windows or Linux or Mac background. So some of the comparisons will be necessary to put my comments and observations into context. Right, let's up my volume here for a second. And yeah, that's the one. Okay. Now, I have a few apps installed here, and I have a few small theme changes to make things go, you know, more fluidly when I'm looking for information, so a little bit more efficiently. I have a few apps installed to change, say, for example, the lock screen for widgets, but I haven't got a huge amount on there because I only have this over a little over a week. Anyway, let's get started.
2059 ringer 10%. Google Plus one new note. Locker for Lightwell. Google Plus one new notification. 2051.
Second. Ah, there you go. Sorry, my mixer wasn't correctly set up yet.
Locker for Lightwell. Welcome to Locker Bra. Google Plus one new notification. 2051.
Okay, I'm on my lock
2059,
screen.
2059, the 29th of January, 2013.
And I'm just moving my finger around. I have something on here called Locker Pro. And Locker Pro is an app from the Google Play Store, which is...
Two new messages, new direct messages, six new messages. Pierce McMahon invited you to screen. Device unlocked.
I just locked. I turned off the screen. Google Play Store is comparable to the Apple App Store. Right, let's go back in here.
2059. Locker. Google Plus. One new notification. 2050. Right, left. Camera.
Oh, camera. I don't want camera. Get out of there.
Home.
Okay, I'm back at home. When I'm unlocking the screen, for some reason, it says right, left. That's happening since I installed Locker Pro, but I'm not too bothered about it because moving my finger across the screen anyway seems to do the job quite nicely. Okay, let's have a look here. I'm on my main home screen.
Calendar.
And clock. Looking around the screen here, I can find
home screen 3. Mess apps. Folder.
Different apps.
Social.
Okay.
Calendar. Expand notification. 2100 hours.
It says it's 2100 hours. It's 9 o'clock. I have a clock in the middle of my screen because I like to be able to tell the time quickly if I'm, you know, just moving around or just curious. I also have...
Calendar.
Calendar.
Double tap clock.
I have a clock that's for setting my alarm and all that kind of thing.
Email.
Email.
Settings.
Settings.
Enter RT Radio. Entertainment, that is.
I have RTE Radio, which is the national broadcaster. And I've an app called entertainment.ie. They're doing the important ones.
Home screen
then
three.
On the bottom here, where it says home screen 3, if I move around there, just the bottom is like iOS, it's called the dock. On iOS, you'd find phone, mail, Safari, and music in a default configuration. On this, you can change it to whatever you way you want.
Three new similar messages.
Oops. Similar to iOS as well, you can configure that on the iPhone. But here you have
messaging, phone, messaging,
apps,
Firefox,
folder,
social.
Folder, social. Now I put those in order. Folder social. One thing you can't do in the on the dock in iOS, and you can do in the dock on Android, is you can have folders. So you can open that folder, and you'll have your apps within that folder if you want. You can also have different pages in your dock. Now, one thing bad here is I can move pages.
Phone. Top offers.
Oops.
Home screen 4. Page 2 of 3.
Be quiet and talk over. Talk back even. I can move pages in the dock, so I can have 4 or 5 different pages in the dock if I want, and they can have apps that I might want to access very frequently, or I might want to have access to them as I go. But unfortunately, TalkBack doesn't tell me when I'm moving between pages on the dock. Now that could be because I'm using a non-standard. Launcher. Now, I'm not going to go into so much detail here. If you want to know what a launcher is, Google it. The launcher that comes with Android is different, so maybe TalkBack only works with that launcher comprehensively. Anyway, let's go back here.
Device unlocked. Right, left. Home.
Just
going
to go
home.
Back to
home.
Page 3.
Firefox. Phone.
Am I on page 3?
Home screen 3.
Yes, I am. Move my finger around, that just told me. In iOS, all of your apps are on your home screen. In Android, you put the apps that you want to access most on your home screens. And then you have a second
apps
item called apps.
Apps.
And then in apps.
Twitter. Apps page. Voice dialer. Apps page 404.
You have different apps pages.
Home.
Which I think
showing
is
item
nice.
3 of 5.
One thing that's not so nice is the apps page is organized by letter. So, excuse me while I turn that off. So, if you install an app beginning with A, then you might find that your apps beginning with P are slightly different. They're pushed down one, which can be a little bit disconcerting at times when you're sure that the Play Store is on the third page and it's suddenly not on the third page. It can be a little bit frustrating at times.
Device unlocked.
But it's not that bad. You get used to it after a while. Okay, what's next in my list of things here to do? I'm just going to look through. I have a little list here of things that I want to mention to you. Oh, great thing that I really have to mention to you is on iOS, you have icons. And each icon is an app. And that's basically it. You can move those icons around. You can make them into folders. And you can have apps and folders and all that kind of thing. Android is all about flexibility and customization. So I can have apps, of course. Oops, come on. Unlock my screen.
Right, left. Right, left. Right, left. Home.
There you go. Sorry, it was being a bit stubborn. Say I go to my next page here.
Home screen 4. Home screen 4 of 5.
I'm on home screen 4 of 5. Here I have widgets. So let's work from the top down.
News and weather. Facebook buttons.
The top one maybe not the best one to start with. The top one is called Facebook buttons. It's not accessible. But I know it's there. And I can tell
Facebook
by the
buttons. Facebook buttons. Facebook buttons.
Where I am in that widget. There's only three buttons on that widget. Post, upload, picture, and check in, I think they are. Not in that order. The order is post, check in, and upload picture. So if I really want to access Facebook quickly, I could use that widget. It would be lovely if it would talk, and I might try and find the author of the app or author of the widget and ask them if they could just label their buttons properly. But even for the moment, even it doesn't
screen
talk,
off. Ringer 10%.
It's still nice to have it.
21.
Okay, I have to unlock my screen again.
Right, left. Home.
My next widget down.
8 Broget, partly cloudy, -5.
It's saying that it is 8 degrees in Drogheda and it's partly cloudy. Kind of nice to know that. So the weather is shown right there.
Tori 667 at Digital Dared Me and Usher Grant so weird. I was horrible and made her get her paws wet today though. 5:40
okay,
p.m. the 29th
next.
Of January 13 in reply to Digital Dared.
Next widget down shows me my last mention on Twitter. And that was from Tori telling me about her dog. Nice because it, you know, I don't have to go in there.
Bluetooth. Power control. Home screen
I like
4.
This
power control.
Next widget.
Wi-Fi on.
The next widget is called a power control, and I can turn on Wi-Fi, I can turn on Bluetooth, or obviously off as well. I can
home screen 4.
Turn off GPS or turn
double
on GPS.
Double tap to select. Brightness auto.
I can change brightness.
Sync on.
Which is not
GPS on.
Useful to me. I can also turn on
sync on.
Synchronization. So it's quite useful.
Homes.
On page 2, I have another
play,
widget.
Skip forward. Skip back. Mount to the Dubliners.
For music.
Double tap. Skip
so
backwards.
Play,
skip
forward.
Forward.
And skip backwards, obviously. Right. That shows
home screen 3.
That.
Home screen 3 of 5.
The notification area is quite nice. There's a screen gesture that you can use with TalkBack, which is right and down. For some reason, it's not working for me. Either because I'm using a nightly build of the Android ROM, or I'm using a custom launcher called Nova Launcher. It's not custom, it's just not
home. Screen off.
Provided
10%.
With this ROM. And because it's not provided with the ROM, it's very possible that TalkBack just doesn't give it the same
ringer 10%.
Support as we might like.
Right, left, home.
So, because of that, I found a nice little feature in this ROM, and not in this ROM, in this launcher, that allows you to associate gestures with what it calls
expand notifications.
Expand.
Double tap to select. Double tap and hold the long press.
So I can press that item. Come on, press please.
2108. Expand notifications.
And it's being stubborn. Come on.
2108 Tuesday.
Thank you.
3 new messages, 2101, simply mail, Tuesday, notification shade.
Okay. So, because the gesture is not working for me, I was able to just put an icon on my home screen and then double tap that icon to bring up the notifications area, which is quite nice. Let's look through this.
Three new messages, 2101 Simply Mail Solutions, Twitter 1559 new direct messages.
Twitter.
Six new messages, 1517 Derek, Facebook 1156 Pierce, no, free challenge and gameplay, Hellfire download, new photo ready to share 1111, notification shade.
Okay. So that is home. Notifications. Home. Fairly straightforward. Quite similar to iOS, except where iOS will show you each email in a separate item. Android will say you have three new emails and they're from this, this, and this, which is something I really don't actually like. What else do we have?
Phone
works quite similar.
Phone. Phone. Call log. Favorites.
So I've called
call log. 0877370242 Ireland 2 hours ago. Ashling low plus 304198 08 call 08773 image 3 phone.
I have the phone, which is the dial pad.
180 dial. Dial 0087123 6.
Just showing you that entering numbers is very, very fast. I found sometimes entering numbers in iOS quite slow, so that's kind of nice. Right, let's
home.
Go out of phone.
Phone. Messaging.
Messaging.
Messaging. The 28th of January. I will call you in edit box. Type message. Double tap to enter text.
Entering text is quite
showing items 5
well.
To 8 of 8. Capital H. E. E. L. 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 P. O. Right. Right.
Oops.
Delete. I. D- right. O. O. Space. Hello.
Okay.
Home.
As you can see, fairly straightforward. What else can we show you here? I'm going to go back at my list here. Easy scrolling is one thing I have here. Let's go into my settings menu. In fact, that will bring me onto something else as well. On the S3, there's a little touch-sensitive area called a soft key on the bottom left-hand corner. I'm going to press that.
System settings.
And then, oh, it's already told me system settings. Perfect.
No, man, wallpaper.
But this brings up like a
manage
context
apps.
Menu.
Nova settings. System settings.
I can double tap that.
Settings.
Now.
More. Settings. Wireless and networks. Wi-Fi. Wire. Settings.
Oh, I wanted to tell you something. One second.
Showing
I'm going to go back
into Nova
settings.
System settings. Settings. Showing items 1 to 13 of 33.
Showing items 1 to 13 of 33. Now, that's nice because it tells you that you're in a list and it's showing the first 13 items of 33. The problem with this is...
Wire, Wi-Fi,
let's
Bluetooth.
Go through this list. I'm just swiping right here to go through the list.
Object, data use, more, interface, launcher, lock screen, themes, system, device, sound, display, settings, display.
Now, this sound here shows me that I'm at the end of that page. iOS would just keep scrolling until you get to the very end of the list, so it'll show you all 33 items if you're scrolling or if you're navigating through the list using the swipe right motion. This you have to actually go up with two fingers.
Storage. Showing items 14 to 26 of 33.
14 to 26 of 33. And then I can go back
set
here.
Set storage. Battery. Apps. Advanced. Personal. Profile. On checkbox. Location. Security. Language and backup. Accounts. Corporate. Facebook. Settings.
I'm back at the start of the end again.
Home. Long pressed social.
Oh, crap. Excuse me.
Showing four
second.
Items. Showing system settings. Settings. Language and input. Showing items 21 to 33 of 33.
Okay, so I'm on 21 to 33 of 33. So I can again
backup
look
accounts,
through this.
Corporate. Google. Twitter. Add account. Sit date and accessibility. About
now,
phone.
That's something that I really find irritating. You know, just scroll to the next page. I don't care that I'm reaching the end of the page. It should just scroll for me, in my opinion. Now, I have heard the opinion that, you know, by making you scroll part by page, you have more of a method of access that equates to the visual experience. Well, my opinion that is to hell with the visual experience. You have to have some benefits of using a screen reader to make yourself as productive, I suppose, in some areas. And by reaching the bottom of a list and then having to scroll up a page is just
screen
simply
off. Ringer 10%.
Not efficient and not productive.
2113 ringer
like
10%. Home.
Is the fact that
showing
I
four
go
items
to settings.
System settings.
And settings. I want to get to the very end of the list. I swipe up really quickly.
Language and input. Showing items 21 to 33 of 33.
And I'm at the end of the list. Whereas in iOS, because this is 3 pages, I'd have to swipe up twice.
Accessibility. Date and time. Accessibility.
Accessibility. Well.
Showing items 1 to 10 of 14.
1 to 10 of 14. I can just swipe all
speed passwords check.
Just shows me
auto rotate screen checkbox ticked.
What I want to get to right at the end. So the method of scrolling is quite nice. It's more closely related to the way a sighted person would scroll. They can stop the scrolling. They can scroll a little bit at a time, so they don't have to scroll by page. Let me give you an
settings.
Example again. I'm
folder.
Go back to settings.
Showing system setting. Settings. Showing items 1 to 13 of 33.
To scroll a little bit.
Bluetooth. Data usage.
Now you hear those little sounds there?
Interface. Launcher. Lock screen. Themes. System. Device. Sound. Display. Showing items 13 to 25 of 33.
The higher pitch tone tells me that I'm scrolling further down the list. And it allows me to keep track of the percentage that I'm scrolling by. So I can scroll by page, or I can scroll by smaller increment that's defined by these increasing high-pitched tones, which I actually really like. Now, well, that's on my list. Oh, one really very simple feature that I do like on Android is that the home button answers a call and the lock screen button ends it. So simple. But when you're pulling the phone into your pocket, you're not trying to double tap with two fingers at the same time. You know, so if you're walking, you can't double tap with two fingers. You just want to press something. I want to answer the damn call.
Screen off. Ringer 10%.
With this, I pull the phone out of my pocket and I find the home button with my thumb and I press it. And when I'm bringing the phone to my ear, it just comfortably moves to the side of the phone and my thumb rests on the lock screen button because it's the side of the phone and not the top of the phone. So without taking the phone away from my ear, I can lock it. And the advantage of that is in iOS, when you took the phone away from your ear, it would go onto speaker. So you just picture this. You're on a train or you're in an office or in a classroom, whatever, and you're talking to somebody and they're going, bye, 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 bye. And you're going, you're shut up and trying to answer my end this damn call. And everybody around you can hear that you're ending a call. It's just very, very bloody irritating. I absolutely hate it. Now, I know that in iOS, you can press the hang up button and it will answer, or you can press the lock screen button and it will end a call, but it doesn't always work. Now, I know they've got better in it or with it in iOS 6 and iOS 6.1, but still, it's not as fast as in Android. Also, in Android, a nice little feature is when you're hanging up a call, it beeps. So it's not just gone. There's a very definitive, I'm hanging up this call now. Now, because I'm still getting used to this phone, I have accidentally hit that button a few times. Or I've been playing with the button, just thinking, okay, I know where it is now. And I've accidentally hung up the call, so I'm still getting used to it a bit. But I still really like the feature. It's simple, but it works. Another really simple feature that I like is when sitting on a train or a bus on the way to or home from work and a track starts to play that I don't like or I'm just not in the mood for, I want to move to the next track. I have no remote control for this thing, just like I have no remote control for the iPhone. So instead of unlocking the phone, finding the next button, double tapping that, I can just hold down the up or down buttons, the volume up or volume down buttons, just for half a second and it moves to the next track. Very, very nice. Actually, just focusing on the double tap thing, that's one thing that bugs me an awful lot about the Android and TalkBack specifically. Now, maybe it's something that they'll fix Oh, I'd love it if they'd fix it because it actually drives me crazy. Double tapping doesn't always work. It doesn't always double tap the item that you actually think you're double tapping. And also, I don't know, sometimes I'd like the ability just to take off my finger and tap once. Or simply take off my finger. Or even mirror the iOS way of doing things, which is tap with one other finger. As it stands at the moment, you have to take your finger off the screen and double tap. And I just find that, you know, when you're moving through pages of apps, or when you're moving through settings or whatever, it's just really cumbersome to take your finger off all the time and double tap. And it might sound very simple and very, it might sound like I'm nitpicking even, but no, it just bugs me no end. So, okay, I've got that in my system. As I said, Android is great for customization. One thing that I've often said about open source, and you might not agree with me, is sometimes it can be a little bit less polished or a little bit less supported from the perspective of somebody who just wants to get a job done. Sometimes it can take a little bit longer to get it up and running. But with the advantage of it is, and again I'm talking about averages here, on average a lot more customized or customizable than a proprietary closed source system. And my god, Android can be customized in every way. Since I got this, I rooted it, so I have root access to the phone. The operator now doesn't have the root access. And I've also installed a more up-to-date version of the ROM. Now, the Galaxy S3 supports 4.2. No problem at all. 4.2.1. But from what I gather, and correct me if I'm wrong here, at the moment, it's not actually officially out. And when it is officially out, operators have the final say as if they're going to support it or not, as in if they're going to allow it to be installed on their customers' handsets. So I said, "Fuck that, I don't like that idea very much, so I'm going to install it myself." So although all the, most of the other S3 owners in Ireland, certainly on Vodafone, are using 4.1.2, I'm on 4.2.1, so there. The changes to the phone itself, or the operating system, between 4.1.2 and 4.2.1 aren't exactly huge, but TalkBack is a little bit better. The mail app is much more accessible than it used to be. But this is one of the things that drives me crazy. Web accessibility has a long way to go. The Android browser, just forget about it. Firefox, it's a bit better, it's improving, and from what I gather, it's improved a lot recently. But it's still not great. Let's be brutal here. If I had the opportunity to browse using my computer, iOS or Android, I would not pick Android at all. I would definitely pick the computer if I had my first choice, and then second, I'd pick iOS. In fact, for reading my spam mailbox, because it's a web-based piece of junk, I prefer iOS. I have a reporting tool in work called WhatsApp Gold, and again, I prefer using iOS. Just because I know on WhatsApp Gold, for example, when I hit admin, there's a line of menu items that appear around 3/4 of the way down the screen. Now with JAWS, I have to go looking around the screen for those. With iOS, I know they're there, so I can go feeling around that area for what I'm looking for. So sometimes having an idea of what I'm looking for is better when I'm in iOS. Sometimes it's better when I'm with JAWS. It is never, ever, ever, single, never, just, it's just not better at all on Android. They need a lot of work in this area. And it's where their email client is falling down as well. You open a message that has HTML, and you can read it, but it's not going to be a very enjoyable experience. You're going to wish yourself using an Android, an iPhone. One thing I do like about the S3, certainly, compared to the iPhone is the long battery life. It's given me 2.5 days to a full charge. And I am using it regularly. I'm using it for Twitter and Facebook. I'm using it for text messages and a hell of a lot of calls at the moment. And it's keeping up quite well. Not all apps are accessible. For example, in Audioboo, quite a few graphics are not labeled properly. Same with SoundCloud. And that generally is the case in a lot of applications. They seem to be halfway accessible, but then just a lot of graphics aren't labeled, and a lot of the components of the screen that you need to be able to click on aren't labeled properly. A lot of apps, for example, say entertainment.ie, might have a similar look and feel to iOS, so you might know roughly where to go to look for something, but then when you get there, it doesn't speak properly because it's not labeled. So a lot of poor little things like that, and I'm not sure how much clout the developers of TalkBack and the accessibility service have with external developers to make their software more accessible. Time will tell, I suppose. In the messaging app, it doesn't tell you what messages have been sent and received by you. So if you've sent a message, how do you know? One thing that bugs me, actually, is in the phone, you can get different options by tapping somebody's picture compared to tapping somebody's name, especially in the call log. But the person's picture is just given as an unlabeled graphic with a sequence of numbers and letters that are probably an identifier of some sort. Again, it just goes back to the whole unlabeled thing. It seems to be happening quite a lot around the application and the operating system in general. And I think that's about it. I think I've covered everything that I need to cover at this stage. There's a lot to this phone. There's a hell of a lot to it. Oh, let me just show you one good thing that I like.
Right, left, home.
One thing that I do like is in the power menu.
Alert. Showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
I can
ringer off.
Turn the ringer off completely, so no vibration, no ringer.
Ringer vibrate. Ringer on.
I like that little extra customization.
Airplane mode is off. Profile default. Reboot. Power off. Reboot. Home.
I like the way she says reboot too. I'm only using the Google Voice because I think it's absolutely fine. I will look at other voices at some stage. Oh, there you go. There's another advantage.
Showing 4 items.
Be quiet, you.
Home. Screen off. Device unlocked.
I do like that you have so much customization and so many different options. And I probably will use the Android for a while yet. I'm really hoping that accessibility continues to improve at the rate that it has improved. Because from 2.x to 4.x, the improvements have been absolutely amazing. I have to say a massive thank you to the entire community of Android users out there, and specifically the Android users that are using TalkBack, and most specifically to Mike Arrigo, who has, and sorry if I'm pronouncing that name wrong, who has some great podcasts on the Blind Geek Zone, sorry, I think I have that website right, and who has actually emailed me personally with a few tips, so I really appreciate that, and everybody else who's helped me on Twitter with different questions that I've asked along the way as well. I've only had the S3 for a week and a half now. I've learned a lot about it, and I'm looking forward to learning more about it, but I'm more looking forward to more updates that will fix some of the accessibility annoyances that I've found so far. Thank you very much. This is Digital Dara on digitaldara.com. To email me, send an email to d@digitaldara.com. Follow me on Twitter @digitaldara. And on Facebook, you'll find me on facebook.com/digitaldara as well, I think. Or if not, just Google me. You'll find me out there. I'm around plenty. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, or death threats, please do get in contact with me, and I might even do another one of these to focus on a specific subject if you so desire. Bye. Slán.